Your next game is what happened after Scrabble hooked up with a Russian nesting doll. Nicole, if you could hook up with any game, what game would you choose?
Guess Who.
Guess Who?
I like options.
Whoa. Yeah.
You get a wide range, I guess. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Glasses, beards, you know, the whole thing.
Sure.
Lori, if you could hook up with any game, what game would you choose?
Password.
Password? And why is that?
I don't know. It's just kind of a fun, old-school game, and we like playing it with friends after dinner.
All right.
Oh.
Yeah. I got what you're saying, Ice Storm. I know.
You shocked Lori.
Sorry, Lori. So we've got a word game for you called Words and Words. The answer to every question is a multisyllabic word followed by a word found in that word. So for an example, let's go to our puzzle guru, John Chinesky.
If I said, my science experiment may or may not include an electrically charged particle, you'd answer optional ion. The word optional contains the word ion.
Yep.
Whoa.
Yeah, we recognize this is impossible. So buzz in to answer, and John Chinesky is standing by to offer any hints if you need them. Lori, you won the last game, so win this, and you're going to the final round. Nicole, you need to win this, or you'll be closer to loser. All right, here we go. I painted a mural of Kurt Cobain's band on the side of my box-like vehicle to express my true inner self. Nicole.
Nirvana van?
Yeah, that's right.
Well done.
Yeah. People who design and build machines or structures need to kick back every once in a while with this beverage distilled from juniper berries. Lori.
Engineer's gin.
Yes, that works perfectly. Yeah. Need to retrieve a nickel-plated robot? Might I suggest attracting its metal using a special trapping device you'd also use to catch butterflies? Nicole.
Magnet net or magnetic net?
Magnetic net, yes, exactly. Well done. Okay, what makes a fish lucky? If it's albacore or ahi, it just needs to avoid ending up in my lunch. Nicole.
Fortunate tuna.
That's right. Yeah. Oh, God. The crowd is like having different reactions to this game.
It's an unsettling game. That's why.
The lost city of Machu Picchu has been found, but that's only the beginning of the cloak and dagger secrecy of this South American mountain range. Lori.
Andy's. I buzzed in too soon.
Okay. you can have a second to talk it out.
Cloak and dagger. The candid Andes. No.
No. Let's see if Nicole can get any ideas.
You got
no.
it.
No.
No, we were looking for a clandestine Andes.
Oh.
I know. Oh, the hills are alive, but they are not talking. Okay. This is your last clue. Do you like a range of options for getting stabbed in the back? Choose from a variety of treacheries arranged on a flat, shallow serving platter. Lori.
Betrayal tray?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. All right, Puzzle Guru John Chinesky. How did our contestants do?
Well, in that one, Nicole won, so now we are tied again. It must go to a tiebreaker game. I'll give you a category. You go back and forth naming things that fall into that category. First contestant to mess up by giving a wrong answer, repeating an answer, or taking too long is eliminated. Buzz in to answer first. Here's your category. Name the 10 federal holidays. Lori.
Martin Luther King Day.
Martin Luther King's birthday, yes. Nicole.
New Year's Day.
New Year's Day, yes.
Columbus Day.
Columbus Day is correct. Nicole?
Thanksgiving Day.
Thanksgiving Day is right. Lori?
President's Day.
President's Day is correct. Nicole?
Memorial Day.
Memorial Day is right. Lori?
Labor Day.
Labor Day is right. Nicole?
Flag Day?
Not Flag Day. I'm sorry. Lori, that means you are our winner. Sorry to see you go, Nicole. Lori, congrats. You're moving on to the final round. The rest of the holidays were Christmas Day, Independence Day, and Veterans Day.
It's settled. Our finalists are Evan and Lori. They'll face off in our final round at the end of the show. If you notice the word test is conveniently located in the word contestant, come play our games on stage. Go to amatickets.org and find out how. Coming up, we're getting post-global. I, Ophira Eisenberg, will talk to Zazie Beetz from the television show Atlanta about German culture. And that is one of the coolest things I have ever said. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and you're listening to Ask Me Another from NPR.